All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Brandon McDonald, the CEO of Fireweed Zinc. And Brandon, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good to be here.
Yeah, lots of stuff to talk about. First off, I want to ask you a little bit about, you announced a private placement. Tell us a little bit about how much you're looking at and where this is going to go.
Yeah, you know, we opened on around $3.5 million. The intent is to go into McMillan Pass project to at least be a start on funding the drill program next year. We traditionally finance a little later than this, a little, you know, in spring or something like that, and weren't necessarily thrilled with our price right now. But what we're aware of is that there is very contentious availability of drillers and geologists, et cetera. So when we were looking at planning, you know, 2022's program, we recognized there was a major risk if we left the financing later that we wouldn't be able to secure the equipment and people we needed. So this is partly defensive, just to make sure that we can lock everything down. So, you know, we've had ample demand in the day or so since we opened it. Lots of orders have come in from some very high quality investors. So we're pretty happy with that and it should close pretty quickly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that makes a lot of sense because there is a big demand for those type of services these days. I also want to ask you about some drill results because you had some drill results out this week and these were three step out holes. And you also had some drill results last week as well. So Brandon, maybe put in perspective last week and this week.
Yeah. So last week, was a single hole into Boundary Main in the central part of our project, west of Tom and Jason. And that was a step out to the north and hit pretty consistent mineralization in the horizon we expected to see mineralization, you know, a couple hundred meters of mineralization there. But what was super interesting about that hole was a very narrow intersection at the top, which graded 1.5% copper in addition to healthy zinc and silver grades. And, you know, 1.5% copper is a good copper grade. 2 meters is not a, you know, super material amount of thickness, but this is the highest grade copper we've ever seen on the project. In fact, we've never seen copper at a level that was what I would consider economically meaningful. Traditionally in these style of systems, hitting copper means that maybe you're vectoring in on the hotter part of the system. And maybe there's more of a copper rich core to be found here. We just don't know. You know, this is such an outlier from what we've hit in the past that it, you know, demands follow-up next year.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And sorry, and you're still waiting for a few more holes left as well?
Yeah, so we also got the three holes at Boundary West this week. And so those were excellent step outs east of where we'd done most of the drilling before. So it does extend the mineralization in that direction. You know, we're pretty happy with those. You know, this sort of 10% plus, you know, zinc grades over healthy widths is exactly what we want to see and really continues to demonstrate the immense potential at Boundary West. You know, so we have a couple holes left at in the Boundary Zone area and one at Tom East that are outstanding. And we're hoping the lab gets us those soon. But, you know, we recognize the labs are pretty backed up, which is part of the reason we did the financing is because I didn't honestly have a lot of faith we'd see our remaining results this year.
Really? Okay. That makes sense. I want to ask you about one other thing. You did have a news release out about hiring a new CFO. And this is an internal candidate that has been moving up. So this is a real big positive for the team.
Yeah, you know, our previous CFO, Eddie, did a great job. He's moved now and wasn't able to continue the role. But, you know, he was a contractor that was mostly supervising and certifying, I guess you could say. But Cindy has been our controller for a while. This was an internal promotion for her. And she just did such a fantastic job as a controller. It made total sense to make her the new CFO. So we're delighted she's taken on that position. And I'm super happy to be working closely with her.
And Brandon, one last quick question. And that is, you mentioned you're waiting for those holes to come back. And obviously that's going to be news as well. But just for investors looking forward to 2022, it sounds like you're going to be as aggressive as you were this year, next year also.
Yeah, we're hoping to be more aggressive, right? But it's always contingent on availability of financing, availability of equipment, et cetera, right? But I think it's going to likely be another big year for firewood.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Brandon, thanks very much for the update, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, there's Brandon McDonald, the CEO of Fireweeds Inc.